councils, for mayors across the country. They're important elections.
And not a general election.
That's what I'm focused on. There won't be a general election on that day. When there is a general election, what matters is the choice.
The Prime Minister also told ITV News it was his working assumption it would take place in the second half of the year. There'd been speculation he'd call a national ballot before the spring. A general election needs to be called before the end of January next year. GPS signals were reportedly blocked by Russia on an RAF plane carrying Defence Secretary Grant Shapps. They cut out for about 30 minutes as he passed the Russian territory of Kaliningrad, travelling back from Poland. One of the most senior US politicians say Israel should hold elections. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who is Jewish, claims Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way. A new definition of extremism has been criticised by Muslim groups and free speech campaigners. Announced by Community Secretary Michael Gove, it warns against people who promote an ideology based on violence, hatred or intolerance. Jonathan Hall KC, the independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, doesn't feel it was needed.
The impact of actually labelling or decreeing that certain groups are beyond the pale, I think is quite significant. And it does feel a little bit unfair because there's no right of appeal, Parliament doesn't get to scrutinise it. I query whether we need it.
There's been a sharp rise in people hospitalised with norovirus. The number of patients in England with related symptoms such as diarrhoea and vomiting was up 45% last week. Sport and West Ham have hammered Freiburg 5-0 to progress to the Europa League quarterfinals, 5-1 on aggregate. Rangers are out after a 1-0 defeat at Ibrox meant Benfica progressed 3-2 overall. Liverpool are defending a 5-1 lead in their tie with Sparta Prague, but Brighton will have to come back from 4-0 down against Roma. They're both just getting underway now. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 8 o'clock on this Thursday night. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98FM. And this is Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. And we've got our Glastonbury headliners.
Put me down upon my knee, beg, I beg and please, singing, call my
announced as one of the headliners of the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury this year, making them the band that have headlined Glastonbury most times, 5 times. And they've got beiger and beiger, more beige, as the years have gone on. Back in 2003, they first headlined. Well, they're still releasing pretty small, so to say, to now. When I think it's fair to say they're not. Yeah, that was good, though. Clocks, taken from the Rush of Blood to the album. A Rush of Blood to the Head album. That was released as a single back in March 2003. 21 years ago. Seems like a lifetime ago. That got to number 9 in the UK charts. Latest stuff was with BST, and it's just bland. Right, that's my opinion on Coldplay shared with you. I know many of you disagree, and I'm sorry for anyone that I've offended.
Once I know the sound is mine, so I can keep it. Oh, I know just where I'm coming from. I know just where I've been. Though I never knew before, and I may never ever know again. My second wish is just the dawn of a dream. When first I'm showered in colors I've never seen. I'm turning into someone else. I'm turning into my own self. I'm turning into. When the first I'm showered in, the colors I've never seen.
Scrapbook by Gaffer Tape Sandy, taken from their forthcoming album, Hold My Hat, God Damn It, coming out on the 31st of May. We're going back a long way before that. Devo from the album Freedom of Choice, that is Whip It, a single back in 1980, and got to 51 in the UK charts. But yeah, pretty well known now, I think it's fair to say. And then back to the 90s for 5:30. And they're, what still, I've mentioned this many a time, still one of my favourite Pink Toothbrush tracks. 13th Disciple, taken from their album Bed, which was released in 1991. The single got to number 67 in the charts the same year. It's 8:20 on Thursday, the 14th of March. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. We started the show with Coldplay, as I said. They are headlining Glastonbury this year, alongside Dua Lipa and SZA. There's a lot to take in on the lineup that's been announced. It's quite a wide array of music. Some favourites of mine, like Nothing But Thieves are on there, Last Dinner Party, Confidence Man, to name but a few. Lots to watch, definitely.
Speaking around, just for the hell of it, figure it out. When I woke, my body was done, my woman flung. I fell out to sea and hid in fresh bones.
From the album The Dust of Retreat, that was Margot and the Nuclear Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos and Quiet as a Mouse. Richard Edwards, lead singer, has now gone solo. But yeah, I can recommend checking out the Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos back catalogue. Good stuff there. And bring music before that. Alexandra Leaving is the name of the band. Bite is the name of the single, coming from the forthcoming album, EP. Oh, I'm having a night tonight, I can't get my words out. Coming from their forthcoming EP, they're doing a launch show at the Waiting Room on June the 7th. Heads there, Burning Down the House, taken from their Speaking in Tongues album. That was a single back in 1983. Not released in the UK. No, it was released in the UK. Didn't chart in the UK. But has since gone on to go silver, which is pretty impressive. And before that, Daytime TV, first played that a couple of weeks ago. Fear, taken from their forthcoming EP, Island. I've got lots of new music tonight, so I'm going to keep playing new music. And this... from Mumra, who have popped out of nowhere. And just before COVID, or just towards the or the middle of COVID, they were meant to be playing live gigs. Obviously, they didn't happen. And then they vanished, and I thought that was it. And then just yesterday, they popped up on Twitter, because it is still Twitter to me. They said, "We've got a new single, and this is it."
Cause it feels like
Healthy Junkies there. That's Desire, taken from their forthcoming sixth studio album, which is released on November the 20th this year. And they'll be having a launch party at the Shacklewell Arms on the same night, if you want that to go to that. But if you want to see them sooner, they are playing at the Water Rats, great little venue, on the 27th of March. That's a launch party for the singles. So, Healthy Junkies and Desire. And before that, as I said, brand new Mumra, taken from anything. A complete surprise single they dropped yesterday. Surprise, we are back, they wrote on the socials. Washout is the name of the single. And you can get it from places like iTunes and Amazon now.
Cloud of dark, ambition, otherwise detestable career, aesthetic insincere.
To self-destruct album, EP rather, later recorded for This Is Where I Stand album. That's Easy World and Stain to Never Fade. Originally came out back in 2001. Our lead singer David Ford has forged a solo career for himself, and we played him across the show on many occasions. Before that, Dead Start Talk and their latest single, The Hurricane, taken from their forthcoming album, Solid State Chemicals, that comes out at the end of May.
Such a little rain star, reaching out my hand. Not my problem. We'll be right back.
referred to as brat metal. From Brighton, Evil, and their brand single Monster, which I like. It's as simple as that, really. If you want to find out more about them, they're on the socials, as I said, Evil, Evil. I should be checking out more of their music. It's nice.